In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During this octave of Easter, the Church, in its readings in the liturgy, first gives us in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles the early accounts of the Church's work, especially Peter and James and John. And in the Gospel, it is giving us different accounts of our Lord's appearance after his resurrection from the dead. All these accounts are taking place on that first Sunday, that first day of the Lord. The disciples on the road to Emmaus, that took place on that first Easter Sunday. So our Lord appeared in many different times, all on that first day, to give witness to his apostles, to the church, that he had truly risen from the dead. First, Peter and John, when they were in the temple, they worked this great miracle to show that the church continues the work of the Lord. That as he worked miracles, cured those who were lame, and did many good things like that, supernatural acts, so Peter and John and the early apostles did the same kind of works, which attracted the attention of the people to the message that they had to proclaim. And Peter says to that lame, crippled man, what the church has always known, that its greatest gift that it has, the greatest thing that it has to offer to the world, is what it has received from Christ himself, and that is the message of salvation, Jesus himself. So he says to the man, I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk. The church, the greatest riches that it has, are not the gold or the silver in the church, but really it is truly Christ present in the church. It is the mystical body of Christ present in our world. And that is the greatest thing that the church has to offer to the world that is in so much need of healing, both spiritually and physically. Sad to say, those who need it in our world today, many people are not wanting it and do not desire it. But still the church has the task to spread this message, to do the work of the Lord in our midst. And we see even today the church is doing that when it preaches the truth, when it reconciles sinners through the sacrament of penance, and continues to preach and to give Christ to the world. Our Lord in the Gospel today to the disciples. You know, these men were very much downcast. They were on their way, leaving Jerusalem. When they heard all this news of the resurrection, they were going in the other direction. They were so disheartened. They were so lacking in faith that when our Lord did appear to them, they at first did not recognize him, to show to us that the gift of faith is truly a gift. That, you know, you can talk till you're blue in the face to somebody and try and convince them of the truths of our faith. And if they don't have that grace, they will not accept. Finally, though, our Lord, in his gentle approach to them, you know, asked them what they were all talking about. And as they explained to him these events, our Lord then, you know, said to them, well, how foolish you are. You have so much in the scriptures that point to this, and yet you're not able to see it. And he explained to them all the typology, all the prefigurements of what was going to happen, which was fulfilled in Jerusalem in those days. He pointed it all out to them in the scriptures to show that prophecy was fulfilled. But it wasn't till they saw him in the breaking of the bread, when our Lord performed for them that great sacrament, when he offered the sacrifice of the Mass in their midst, that they finally did recognize him. And then he vanished, because our Lord didn't need to be there physically when he was there present really and substantially in his sacramental presence of the Holy Eucharist. And they were convinced and then went back to tell the others that they too had witnessed the resurrection of our Lord. That when we hear here at every holy sacrifice of the Mass, it is our Lord's resurrection, his resurrected body, that we receive in Holy Communion. And that this is not only the passion, death, but also the resurrection of our Lord that we celebrate when we offer the Holy Eucharist, when we receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord is truly with us. He is with us in the breaking of the bread, which was the early church's first way of describing the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Truly, let us rejoice, let us be glad, and let us pray that we too, like Peter and John, in whatever way we can, in whatever place God places us, that we too can offer to those around us what is the truly greatest thing that we have to offer anyone as Catholics, and that is Christ and his message of salvation, which the Church has been given as its greatest gift and greatest grace that it has received as being the mystical body of Christ in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.